First on the teleconference is Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard. Beathard has completed 184 of 303 passes for 14 touchdowns this season, adding another 6 touchdowns on the ground. C.J., thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
You want me to make opening comments?
Sure, just some thoughts on the game, and then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Oh, yeah. We're happy to be where we're at right now. We've put ourselves in a good position. We like to take things one game at a time, and, you know, we've done that all year long, and we've stacked 12 wins up, and we're just excited to play this next one against Michigan State.
Thanks, CJ. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, CJ. Not sure how much you've seen Connor Cook, either on film or just watching games, but when you watch him, do you notice any similarity at all between the game that he has and the game you have?
Yeah, you know, I don't really like to compare myself to other quarterbacks, but, he's a great quarterback. I've got a lot of respect for him. And, I have noticed that they do run a pro-style offense, which is a lot like our offense. And, there's a lot of similarities in the style of offense that we run. But, he's a very, very good quarterback, and, I've got respect for him.
And, what was it like for you just kind of waiting for your turn? You got to play a little bit last year, but kind of biding your time. What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was a learning experience. It taught me a lot about patience and taught me a lot about how to study the game and make the most of my opportunities because, it is frustrating at times. You come to school and you want to be the starting guy, and, it's just not the way it worked out for a few years. But, I knew my time would come, and it did this year, and it's worked out good. And those previous 3 years really prepared me to help me become a better player for this season.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Chris Ferrari with Lansing State Journal.
I'm just curious, first of all, what have you seen from Michigan State secondary on tape? I don't know how much or which games you've watched so far, but early in the year versus right now where they're playing.
Yeah, I think they've got a great secondary. They've got a lot of talent back there in the secondary, and got a lot of good players. We've watched a little bit of film. It's only a couple days in the game prep, but they got a lot of talent back there, and they have always had their good talent back there. They're a well coached team, and we know that we're going to have to bring our best in order to beat them, and they're a tough opponent. So,
as a follow-up to that, what's your relationship with Jake Rudock, and do you kind of pick his brain about what he saw against Michigan State's secondary earlier this year?
No, actually, I haven't really talked to him much lately. I don't really talk to him at all. I haven't talked to him since the season started, honestly. But that's pretty much it.
Do you feel like you will talk to him though at all this week?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't necessarily plan on it, but maybe I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Chad Lucino with Des Moines Register.
Hey, CJ. Just wondered, I know you got a chance to watch some college football this last Saturday, and
yeah.
Was just curious, as you had three possibilities of who you guys would face. Curious to what you saw when you watched the Michigan State-Penn State game and what your emotions were once you realized that that was going to be your opponent.
Yeah, definitely. We were excited. We knew it was going to be one of the three teams, and we knew whatever one we were going to face, it was going to be a tough opponent. We have respect for all three of those programs, and Michigan State brought it to Penn State. That you could tell they brought their best, and they wanted to be in this game. And we know in order to have a chance to beat them, we're going to have to play our best football and play tough, because we got a lot of respect for them, and they're a tough football team.
And we've asked you a lot this year, what does Team X remind you of? Is this a case where you're almost looking in the mirror at a team in terms of what they do and what you guys do?
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily looking in the mirror. We are two different teams, but they do a lot of the same stuff we do. They're a tough physical football team, which we are as well. And, they're a pro-style offense and a lot of similarities in the offensive game. You know, I got a tough defense, a lot of physical guys out there, and, you know, they pride themselves on hard work, and, you know, they're a tough team. And, you know, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a good game, but we just got to bring our best football.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Mitch Sherman with ESPN.com.
Hey, CJ, how have the emergence of your tight ends, Krieger Coble and George Kittle, impacted the improvement of your offense from the beginning of the year until now?
Yeah, you know, I think they've gotten a lot better as the year has gone on. You know, this spring we had, you know, a tough injury with Doozy messing his knee up, and we knew that since that happened, we knew George Kittle was going to have to step up and take a big role, and I think he's only improved as the season's gone on, and he's done a great job. And, you know, obviously Hank's done a great job as well. He just keeps getting better and better, and tight ends have been a big part of our offense going forward, and, you know, they've made a lot of big plays this year.
I know you've got a lot of confidence in your wideouts, but is there something about those guys or the way that, that your comfort level works that makes it so you kind of look to them, you know, in big situations?
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily look for them specifically in big situations. It's kind of what the defense gives me. But, you know, that's the thing. It's not – there's never a drop down from the receivers to tight ends. You know, some teams don't have as much confidence in their tight ends. But, you know, I look at our tight ends as receivers. They're that good. You know, you can count on them getting open when you need them to get open, and they'll make big plays like the receivers will as well.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Kenny Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, CJ, Teddy Greenstein here. Hey, if you can take me back to the play at Indiana where you were able to jump at the pylon there on the second and goal. Can you describe that one for me?
Yeah, you know, it was a good play call by Coach Davis. It was a quarterback draw, and it was right before half, so we knew we wanted to get some points on the board right before half. And, you know, our draws have been pretty good for us all year long. And, you know, the line did a good job of opening up a hole for me, and, you know, I just kind of took it outside. And I feel like the only way to get in was to jump over top, and that's what I did. You know, obviously I would like to hold onto the ball, but, you know, it was a touchdown. So,
had you ever practiced such a thing, or was that just instinct?
Yeah, it was just instinct. You know, obviously, as a quarterback, you don't really get hit in practice, but you know, let alone jumping over stuff in practice. But you know, it was just kind of an instinct thing, and yeah, I felt like it was the only way to get in, and you know, it works. So,
good deal. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Mark Morehouse with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
CJ, last December when the coaches opened up the quarterback derby again, when you went into the bowl practices, what did you feel like you needed to kind of show them that you had mastered and that it was, you know, it was going to be a competition and you were serious about it? What did you have to show your coaches?
Yeah, you know, I just had to show them that I was ready and that I could play in those situations. You know, stay consistent, you know, take good care of the ball, and you know, obviously show them that I was able to read coverages and get the ball to my hand quick. And, you know, as I've been here, this is my fourth season. You know, you're never where you want to be, but you can always improve that. But, you know, as I was younger, I think I've gotten better at getting the ball out quicker and making reads and decisions quicker, and that was a big part that I needed to improve on.
What did you get yelled at most when you were a freshman, sophomore, and last year coming up? What did Greg Davis yell at you for doing the most?
You know, there's different things. As a young quarterback coming out of high school, it's a lot different. It's a big step going from high school to college, and especially the way our offense works. Quarterbacks do a lot at the line of scrimmage, and you know, you have to know when you're hot, and you have to get the ball in your hands, when to take hits, and all that kind of stuff. And it's tough. It's your mind's going 100 miles an hour when you get here, and it slows down as you get older, and it has done that. But, you know, Coach Davis, one of the big things he harped on me on was, you know, staying in the film room, always learning about the coverages and defenses and stuff, and obviously getting the ball to the checkdowns, because, you know, when guys aren't open, you know, checkdowns can make big plays too.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
We can take one last question for CJ.
And our final question comes from the line of Lynn Henning with Detroit News.
CJ, you guys have proven, obviously, by going 12-0, just how extraordinary you are. And I think that game Friday also emphasized it, given the conditions and the road and what was at stake. But when you look at Michigan State and the fact it has gone through Michigan and Ohio State and Oregon, to sit on the sidelines and analyze this, it looks like schedule and the strength of the one-on-one competition that they've had to really surmount here might be an edge Saturday night. But how do you shake this out as you look at the two divisions and Michigan State's gauntlet to get here?
Yeah, you know, all you can do is focus on you, and you know, we didn't make our schedule. All we can do is play it one game at a time, and you know, you're going to face a different opponent each and every week. And it doesn't matter who it is. You can be lining up against a high school team, but you know, you're going to go out and play. You can't change that. And we've done a good job at handling our business all year long. We've won all 12 opportunities we've had, and you know, that's as good as you can do at this point. And you know, obviously, we respect Michigan State. They've played some tough opponents, and they've done a good job all season long as well. But you know, strength of schedule, all that stuff, doesn't really bother us, you know, because all we can do is what we can do, and we've won 12 games, all 12 that we've been presented with, and that's as good as you can do.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
CJ, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
All right, thanks. See you.